Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter now.
Singing it. The police blotter appears once a week in our minds and in our lives.
Well said.
And, you know, stories about various stuff that goes on in town. People come into contact with our constabulary.
Our right? What now?
Yeah, constabulary, that's the police.
Is that plural of constables?
Yeah, the constabulary.
I like it.
Our, yeah, trusty constabulary. Now, here's the story. South Coast Highway 1100 block. Warrant arrest. 2 o'clock in the morning, Paul Leslie Ogle, a name that is very familiar to me.
Uh-oh.
I suspect that he's been in the blotter before. No fixed address. That's kind of usual. Was taken into custody on a Harbour Court warrant for, get this, illegal possession of a shopping cart. Bail,
$1,500.
$1,500? Yeah. That's what you get.
The shopping cart can't be worth nearly that much.
Well, I don't think that's the point. I think that if you are in possession of a shopping cart, as my song will show you, it's probably illegal. Very few, it's a very small percentage of people who outside of a store are legally in possession of a shopping cart. And some of these songs, you know, I just tell the story of what goes on in the song. And some of these, like me trying to figure out what's actually going on in the song, or it's just made up, whatever. But this one, if I may be so bold, is one of those songs where I'm trying to give some friendly advice to the perpetrator of the crime. So it's called Shopping Cart. If you want a quick ride down to the station, there's a surefire means of transportation, shopping cart. Please heed the wisdom I impart. It seems so simple. Here is the lesson, if you have one in your possession, it's not yours. Unless you also own a store. Seems like the universe is full of carts, ubiquitous. You'd think there'd be enough for a shopping cart for each of us. But even when you filled yours up with goodies from the shelf, you know that shopping cart belongs to someone else. It's not an item that you can pocket or easily load off. Sell at a profit, shopping cart. That business plan's not very smart. So if you're listening to this story cautionary, outside the market, parking lot, be very wary. Shopping cart. It's not a science or an art. Unless your name is Ralph or maybe Mart. Even the stray one in the park. In the dark, shopping cart will almost always break your heart.
Ode, almost like a ballad.
I'm trying to help people.
Right.
That's my life's work.
Right.
You know,
inspirational.
I'm just trying to bring peace and solace to the universe. That's my only thing that I like to do.
It never turns out okay if you steal a shopping cart.
It's rarely good.
Unless you're Ralph or Martin.
That's not your name on that thing. You know what I mean? If it says Gelson, very unlikely. Yeah.
Unless you're Gelson, of course.
In which case, that can be your tell the police that. So, tell that to the judge. I thought it was mine.
My name's
said
Gelson.
Mr. David Gelson.
Jason Fetty sings the police blotter every Friday morning on KX93.5. We do a little video on Facebook typically. We also podcast it online, KX93.5.com. You should subscribe to us on iTunes, write a review, leave some stars. That means a lot to Jason. He's very self-conscious. Please do continue.
If you're walking around, say, you see those guys, don't you, with a shopping cart, they're pushing it. And I just think, you're going to jail. You're just going to, wherever you think you're going with that car, you're going to jail. You can't hide the thing, can you?
It depends what kind of cop you encounter and what city you're in. But here, if you run, if you ever
you're
a shopping
walking
cart,
around with a car, yeah,
yep, you're going
it's
to jail.
Not
gonna
be.
Well done, Jason Fetty, police blotter on Fridays. You are killing me.